I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. And I am so blessed to see all of you looking good, looking blessed. Amen. And I am also happy to see my father Bob and Mama Susan back from Colorado. Hallelujah. We missed them last Sunday, but we are glad to see them back here. And yesterday, the lunch ministry was going so strong, and I'm so grateful for the combination of First Baptist and Catholic Church across the road. I'm telling you, yesterday, I came here that morning, and the food was all over the place. And people were lining up. I mean, our church became famous all of a sudden. So people were getting whatever they're getting to nourish their body. And that's a good thing. That's what God wants us to do. So this morning, our reading has been taken from Book of Acts, chapter 3, verses from 1 to 12. We read it quick in English, then we go from there. Act of Apostle, chapter 3, verses from 1 to 7, to 12. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. At 3 in the afternoon, now, man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg for those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand, they helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple court, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit at the gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the beggar had on Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them and the place called Solomon's Column. 12, finally, when Peter saw this, he said to them, men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? Brothers and sisters, this is the reading of the Word of God. As this act presented to us all sitting here today, this morning, a powerful account of the healing of lame. The healing of the lame man by Peter and John at the temple. And that event not only showcases a miracle act, but also serves as a springboard for the preaching of the gospel. My sermon here tonight, this morning, I titled it Healing at the Gate. Healing at the Gate. The healing at the gate. I have to change these glasses. It doesn't look good. Yeah, it seems like I don't read well with it. So I entitled Healing at the Gate. The healing at the gate of the man that was born lame. He cannot walk. He couldn't walk. He was just sitting there. They bring him every morning so that he can get something from those who are walking in the temple. And that's how he make living. begin with relevant. This history here is an illustration about expectation. The man was expecting something from those who are coming in. Because he was a disabled man, he doesn't know how to walk like most of us do. In the reality, it is similar to how a lame man at the beautiful gate had daily routine shaped by his condition. That is his routine. He sits there every morning at that beautiful gate. The Bible named it as a beautiful gate, but that lame man was always carried, put there, so he can beg for a bread. From the believers that are coming in and out, like this church here, somebody sitting out there, he's poor. He doesn't have nothing. He's lame. So this introduces this passage, and it is very important context. Peter and John, their names has been mentioned here. Those are disciples of Jesus Christ. Peter and John are going to pray. They are just going to pray that morning, that afternoon. The Bible mentioned afternoon, not morning, but afternoon. They're going to pray. And you know, the Middle Eastern, they take their prayer very serious. They're going to pray that evening at the temple, fulfilling their spiritual practices like what we're doing here this morning. They're just going to pray. And in that early church dedication after Pentecost, that's after Pentecost, because Jesus told his disciples, do not leave Jerusalem. Stay there until I send you a power. We as a believers, we need that power of Holy Spirit, power of Holy Ghost, which will strengthen us, will give us courage, will give us boldness to go out there and do what God wants us to do. So Peter and John was going out there to do what God told him to do. They're going to practice. They're going to pray. And from this scripture reading, the lame man's condition. His condition was so worse, he cannot even walk. Imagine you cannot walk. Somebody have to help you in daily basis to go and look for something to eat. It is a bit challenging. It is a bit challenging. That was his daily routine. He was placed at that beautiful gate. And the man that is sitting at the gate, his condition is not beautiful. But he was there because he doesn't have any choice around. So he was sitting there at that beautiful gate. That is highlighting how many people today in our contemporary time are similarly placed in a position of dependency. They are depending on somebody to help them. They're depending on their husband, on their wife, on their children, the government assistance, and their relatives. Because they don't have any choice but depending on somebody. They may be begging for help in various forms. It's not only in one form, but various forms. It varies. Our demand in life with our limitation as a human being, it varies. Sometimes you want somebody to give you a ride. You don't have a car. You want somebody to give you a ride. You're depending on that person. You want somebody to give you something to eat, like this man here sitting at the gate. They call it beautiful gate, but the situation of that man is not beautiful. We have those kind of people here in Lincoln, Nebraska. They're sitting in the gates. You can see them at Walmart. You can see them anywhere. They are begging. Some of them are faking, but some of them are really begging. They have issue. So that means we have to have a spirit of discernment to know exactly who to help in this case. Sometimes emotional need. Somebody have that emotional problem. He's struggling with it. He's looking for somebody to help him. He doesn't know who to run to. He doesn't know nothing about the gospel. He's just a vulnerable person out there. So it is our duty as a believers to go and approach that person with emotional issue he's struggling with. We see people are committing suicide because they have that emotional problem. In my own community, we have lost more than 12 young men, young women last year in suicidal. Because they have all these basic needs, but they're not getting attention that they want. They say, if I'm not getting the attention I want, let me just go
So those are the situations
young and old are struggling with.
Sometimes it's a spiritual
lamb. He's a spiritual lamb, disabled. He's not equipped with the word of God. He doesn't know anything about godly way of life. So those are people that in our society today, they are in need.
Or physical.
As this man sitting at beautiful gate, people are passing by, he's just begging for bread.
He's not going into the temple, but he's just sitting at the gate because he knows those who are going in and out, those who are believers, they might end up helping him.
You see, people are running to churches. People are running to place of worship because they know those who are going into that place, their heart is good. They are very genuine people. They have heart of giving because Bible says giving is better than receiving. You see, so for us to apply this into our life today, encourage men that we need this morning as a congregation to consider whom they might know that is in need. We need to identify those who are in need as a church. And once you do that, God will beautify your life. You will feel the happiness of God in your life. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. You will feel that in your heart. The vacuum that bothers you will no longer be there. Your life will become significant. You will be a source of blessing to many. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. And once we do that, our life will be beautified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As a congregation, we have to consider that physical need, an emotional need, or a spiritual need. And to recognize the role that can play in providing assistance to those people. That means we have to go extra mile with them. Extra mile with them. Sometimes we don't have. You have $2, but if you can give $1 from your own dollar, that is your dollars. But if you can give to somebody that doesn't have, that is a good thing. That is a good thing. The power of looking up. Peter, attention here. Peter says, look at us. Praise the Lord. Look at us. That's what Peter and John said. This call to pay attention. Look at us. Paying attention to us is very significant. People have to pay attention to us. Look at me, my brother. Look at me, my sister. Don't look any other way, but look at me. Look at me. That's very significant. It's very important. Many people go through life unnoticed. Peter's prompt reminds us of the importance of looking at other and being present. You pay attention to them. So, brother, sister, look at me. Here I am. I'm here for you. Praise the Lord. I'm here for you. Peter said, look at me. The man was expecting of aid. He needs help from Peter. The lame man looked up right away because he was so happy and excited when he heard Peter say, look at me. He was expecting something unique is going to happen. Oh, Peter is going to help him, expecting to receive something material. He was expecting to receive something material from Peter. This demonstrates a human tendency to seek temporary solution. But Peter's attention was completely different. Peter's attention was completely, look at me, my brother. Aya, look at me, my sister. The man was expecting financial support or anything, silver or gold. Peter said, look at me, because Peter was carrying the virtue of Christ. Glory to Jesus, somebody. He was carrying the power of Holy Ghost. He knows when this man look at him, his situation will change forever. He will never be a beggar anymore. Look at me. Look at me. How can we apply this into our own life? Challenge that we have here as a congregation this morning to not just meet people's immediate needs, but to offer something deeper than what they expect, in relationship, hope, or faith. We got to offer something to them, not only physical, but something more deeper
rooted in the word of God in that spiritual realm, their life will change completely. That's what we want to see. Because we don't want to see that man sitting at that beautiful gate as a lame man from year and year keep begging. God has impacted us as him, as ministers, pastors, whoever God called here to impact people's life forever. So you don't want to see them at a beautiful gate as a beggar anymore. You want to see them going to work, celebrating the goodness of the Lord, having fun with their family, traveling healthier people in our community. That is very important. A greater gift. Verse 6 and 8. The healing. Sometime in our generation, we don't believe in healing anymore. But the healing. A miracle of God is taking place every day in our lives. For me to wake up this morning, I went to sleep all night. But waking up this morning, it is a miracle. Praise the Lord. It is a miracle. Who am I to wake up this morning? Some people went to sleep, they never wake up. But God gave us second chance. He's a God of second chance. Peter declared right there, because Peter knows the power that he carries. As a believer, you got to know the power you carry. And the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, raise up and walk. Glory to Jesus. And the name of Jesus of Nazareth, raise up and walk. The man finally out picking up himself. Sitting there for many years, but now the muscle is start to strengthen. Praise the Lord. The muscle is start to strengthen. His leg is getting more stronger than mine. Hallelujah. His leg is getting more stronger. That was it. The man get up right. Peter said, the name of Jesus. You know, the name of Jesus carries more power. The name of Jesus. Now, this statement is underscore the authority of Jesus in the power found in his name. So we as a believers, you have to carry that name every day you go. You're going out, coming back in. You have to be such a blessing. Pray for people. And then the immediate transformation took place. The man is healed. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, anybody sick in this place, may the Lord send his word to heal thee. May the Lord send his word to heal you in the mighty name of Jesus. But you just have to believe that the healing comes from the power of God. The man was healed immediately, begins to walk, leap and praise God. The Bible says when he got up and picked himself up after Peter declared the healing, in the name of Jesus, the man picked up, he started to praise God. Because he knows what is happening here. That's the question. What is happening in his life is not anything than miracle. And he knows that miracle come through the name of Jesus. He started to celebrate in God. And that is telling me and you that the power of Christ can bring about healing and change in our lives. As we're here as a church this morning, how Christ can bring that transformation in our lives. That's the question. Not just physical healing, but emotional also, and spiritual healing. Renewal. You know, the person that carries the Spirit of God, he's not going to, there's no doubt about it. You will know this man, this woman, have a Spirit of God. Yeah, he's not going to hide. You know, this person is not an ordinary person. He got that power of Christ in him. Because wherever you go, you'll be a source of blessing to people. When people see you coming, they run into you. The Bible says Moses was coming from the mountain of the Lord. His face was shining. People were running from him because he has that power. God can give that power to anybody. So, brothers and sisters, I want you to be encouraged this morning as a people that seeks the deeper relationship with God, the deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. Who can change life? Who can change lives? Nobody can change life. Only him, the King of glory, Rock of ages, Ancient of the days. He's a soon coming king. There's nobody like him. America needs him more than ever before. And we can see the revival that is taking place in this country this week, this month, and years to come. you will start to see multitude coming to Christ. If people have discovered the power of the cross. The public reaction here and the testimony, the crowd response, people are amazed and recognize this man. They know him. They know him. He was sitting in the gate. But what is happening here? They know him. And the man who had been begging. Peter says that moment to preach the gospel. You know, Peter says the moment. As a believer, you have to seize the moment. If you see your God is doing greater things in your community, seize that moment to preach gospel to people. Peter seized the moment right away. Peter seized the moment and he started to preach to these people, to this crowd. At that moment, preach the gospel. This shows the miracle can open doors for testimony. Once the miracle of God takes place, the testimony will start to come. And that will point us to God. They will point those who never know God to God. They say, no, if that God can do these greater things, let me go to that church. Let me go. I want to belong to that community because I can see God is doing wonderful things in that. Because we're serving big God. We're serving big God. We are not serving the limited God. Hallelujah. So I want to stress this importance of sharing our testimonies. You have a testimony to share with brothers. Share your testimony with brothers and sisters. Tell them what God has done in your life. When God moves in our lives, testimony will come out of there. We have to tell other people about what is taking place in our life, in this contemporary time, in our culture. People are searching for authenticity. Authenticity is very important. People have to know the genuinity that you are really man of God, woman of God. Our issue of faith can encourage others out there and lead them to seek God for themselves. And that's important. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, invite people to respond. What I have seen in lunch ministry yesterday morning, it was life-changing. Life-changing. I stood there with Sue and others for almost a couple hours. It was a blessing to be out there and talking to Muslims, Iraqis, people from Kurdistan, people from all over the world was here. People from Congo was here collecting food. And they find us there. We are talking to them with their own languages. Praise the Lord. That's important. Even Sue told me, say, for someone else, you speak Arabic? I said, I do. You speak African? I do. Praise the Lord. So God brought us, if Bob can only speak Arabic, I am there for my brother Bob. We're here for each other, helping each other. So let us show love of Christ, and then multitude will come to Christ. Just as the lame man leaped to his feet, invite the congregation to stand and face, perhaps even encouraging a public response to seek healing right there. And prayer. We have to pray for people. A deeper relationship with God, with Christ. Finally, I want to encourage you this morning to be on lookout. Look out the opportunities to be agent of God. That's important. Healing in our world. Our world needs healing. There's a lot of healings. There's a lot of issues that we're going. We need that healing to engage with those who in need and to boldly share the incredible gift of faith in Jesus Christ who transformed our lives. Let us pray. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We're praying, asking for Holy Spirit to help us to see opportunities, to serve, to recognize those who are in need, and to boldly share the message of Jesus Christ with them. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless.